Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Hotline. This is Carolina on a recorded line. What was the name of the person I was talking to?
Her name is Destiny Davis, and her phone number is 323 542 6161.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. I could take it from here.
Yeah, thank you so much, ma'am.
Hi, Destiny. Can you hear me? Hi, Destiny, can you hear me? This is Carolina on recorded line.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Okay, and Destiny, did you want to see if you met the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Of course. And did you already have an attorney assisting you, or have you signed any paperwork?
No.
Okay. Now, have you used the hair straightening chemicals within the last 20 years?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with any cancer or anything similar after using it?
I was diagnosed with stage one ovarian cancer.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you know when
Yeah.
it was that you were diagnosed?
April of this year.
And do you remember the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Evan Almajor.
Let's see. You said Dr. Even?
Eva.
Eva.
E
Sorry about that.
V A. Yeah, Almajor.
Okay, do you see Dr. Eva Alnajar? Okay. And where was it that you were diagnosed? What clinic or hospital?
Sunrise Hospital on Maryland Parkway.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so that Sunrise Hospital and Medical Center, you said that was in on Maryland Parkway.
Las
That's
Vegas,
in.
Nevada.
Okay,
Correct.
perfect. Perfect, perfect. Okay. And so you were diagnosed in this, I'm sorry, you were using the hair relaxer in the state of Nevada as well?
Yes.
Okay, just one second, okay? Okay. And did you use the hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before your diagnosis?
Yeah, I was using the Dark and Lovely about 7 times per year.
Okay. About 7 times per year. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And again, you were diagnosed and treated at the Sunrise Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome, anything similar to that?
No.
Okay, that is really good to hear. And what was your date of birth?
11/18/93.
Perfect. So that was 11/18/1993. And do you know anyone else that used hair relaxers that might have also been affected, Destiny?
Not that I know of.
Okay, no worries. That is good to hear. Okay. You said that was all in the state of Nevada. And then when did you start using the hair relaxer? Do you remember the year?
This was September 2017.
Okay. September 2017. And then when was the last time you had it applied?
The last time, January of this year.
Okay. January of 2024. And so you said you
Yes.
used it for about 7 years?
Yes.
Okay. And was it applied at home or in a salon or both?
Both.
Okay. No worries. You said it was the Dark and Lovely, right?
Yes, by L'Oreal.
Okay. And at home, do you know where you purchased the product from? Like a Walgreens or a beauty supply store?
Beauty supply, Walmart, mainly those was my go-tos.
Okay, beauty supply store, and you said a Walmart. And what about the salon? Would you have an address or a phone number for them?
Well, I went to a few beauty colleges. It's been so long, I have to look and see if I can locate the address and the phone numbers for those colleges that I went to.
Okay, no worries. I'll make sure to
Usually they have
put.
like little students. I'm sorry.
No worries. I'm just inputting that you can provide info further on, right?
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive after being diagnosed? Was there any chemotherapy, radiation?
Yes, I had chemotherapy, had 6 cycles, about 6 months. I had a
Okay.
partial hysterectomy, and they removed my right ovary.
Yeah, and I am so sorry to hear. You said it was your left one?
Right.
Your right one?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and again, I am so sorry. So I have chemotherapy, that partial hysterectomy, that right ovary removed. Was there anything, any radiation, like I said, or any other surgeries?
No.
Okay. Okay, no worries. Was this all at the Sunrise Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And do you know when you went through that treatment?
The treatment, it was shortly after getting diagnosed.
Okay. Let's see. Do you remember what month maybe? I could put around maybe May of 2024.
Yeah.
Okay. Around May of 2024. And then can you confirm your gender for me, Destiny?
Female.
Perfect. I have your first name here spelled Destiny. Is that the right spelling?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I believe the last name I heard was Davis, Davis.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And Destiny, did you have a middle name?
Elaine.
Elaine, was that Elaine?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And what about the social?
6206830 76.
Perfect. That's 6206830 76, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And what about the best email address for you?
DAVDESS2022 at gmail.com. Excuse me.
Okay, let me see if I got that right. I got DAV as in Victor, DESS2022 at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then again, the best phone number is at 323-542-6161.
Yes.
Okay, and what about the best address?
5213 Los Pinos Street, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89122.
Okay, so again, I have 5213 Los Pinos Street, and that's in Las Vegas, Nevada, 89122, correct?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And then do you have the documentary support for your diagnosis? Any medical records?
They're at the hospital, but I'll give you guys authorization to pull if you guys need to.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. And then we do request an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period, Destiny. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Yes. You ready?
Yes.
Her name is Shai Day, Sade. Last name is Jones, Jones. And her phone number, give me 1 second. It will be 3. Let me see, I think it's 323. Yeah, 323-385-7179.
Okay, beautiful. And what was the relationship?
It's my cousin.
Okay, perfect. Okay, just one second here, okay? Okay, I am having a little bit of difficulty on my end, Destiny. Is it okay if I place you on a brief hold to see what I...
Sure.
Okay, thank you so much.
Can you please get down before you hurt yourself?
Okay, before I do submit this, again, your diagnosis happened at least 2 years after you first started using it, correct?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, now I am going to draft that DocuSign. Did you want that DocuSign sent to your email or your phone number as a text message?
The either or, it doesn't matter.
Okay. No worries. So I can definitely send to both. What this DocuSign is for is it actually gives the attorneys your consent for them to go ahead and pull those medical records, see if they can get that case started for you. Like I said, I'm going to send it to both, so whichever one is easier for you to access.
Okay.
Like I said, whichever works best. Stop me if anything sounds incorrect. Before I do send it, I want to verify some information on here. Okay, I have your first name spelled Destiny, D-E-S-T-I-N-Y. Middle name Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E. Last name Davis, common spelling. I have your address is 5213 Los Pinos Street, and that's in Las Vegas, Nevada, 89122. I have your social is 620-683076, and lastly, your date of birth as 11/18 of 1993. Is all of that correct?
Yes.
Beautiful. So I did just send that through. Let me know when you do receive it. It should say something with my name, which is Carolina Hernandez.
Yes, I just received it.
Okay, perfect. And if you have any issues, just let me know. I'll make sure to stay on the line. Besides, I just click on that link.
Okay. Okay. I believe I just finished it.
Okay, I did just receive that on my end. Now, Destiny, I'm going to send you a quick text message. It's going to have my contact information. Besides that, the attorneys will reach out within 48 hours. They're just going to verify some of the information we went over today, so it should be a fairly quick call. Before I do let you go, do you have any questions for me?
Not momentarily.
Okay. No worries. Well, if anything comes up, like I said, you can always reach out, and I'd be more than happy to help. But thank you again for your time, Destiny. I hope you have a great rest of your time, okay?
You too. Thank you so much.
Of course.